Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
You know, I'm just doing okay. I had a bit of a rough sleep last night. What I should have done was put on this latest episode of The Bachelor as a sleeping soundtrack, because it would have put me out in 3.3 seconds because it was so boring.
Right. Now, a rough sleep, is that like code? Because it was Valentine's Day last night.
No, Amy. I had my ice cream cake and then Ethan left. So.
All right.
Yeah, sorry we're doing this late this week. Like we said, yesterday was Valentine's Day. We wanted to hold hands with our boyfriends. I think you can respect that as love lovers. So here we are.
Here we are. So yeah, I agree. It was a snooze of an episode. I thought maybe we'd end up with a rose ceremony or something at the end, the way the pacing was going. So I was at least rooting for that. And we didn't even get
that. No, of course not. Why would we have that?
Yes.
This episode literally did not have a rose ceremony.
No. He's just going rogue, just deciding, okay, I'm just going to eliminate people willy-nilly here. It's not even part of the rules. I'm just going to eliminate the need for a rose ceremony. I think ABC was trying to liven things up with an interesting move. Now, we're not going to discuss ABC's announcement until later on in the show, just in case there's two people out there who haven't been spoiled. But we couldn't avoid it, Haley, because ABC is out there announcing the next Bachelorette officially, which is a little odd. The season's not over. What was your reaction to this, just in general?
So I was just really, really annoyed that they spoiled the season again. Like, they literally spoiled the Bachelor in Paradise for us. They're spoiling this. It's super annoying. I'm happy with who they picked. But it's like, what's the point of doing this?
Right. Well, exactly. It was a little bit odd. I think maybe did something get leaked and they just wanted to come out ahead. But even so, it's just odd for a major television show to discuss somebody when that person is still on the show and make that, you know, official announcement rather than just letting it, you know, be on the spoiler sites, which we can avoid.
But it's also just like, it makes no sense.
Right. It really doesn't. But we'll dive into that pick and that process more towards the end. Let's try to find the eventful things from this episode to talk about. We start out Nick, the big cliffhanger. He's questioning if he should even be there. It's very emotional. Chris Harrison gets called in for all of 2 seconds. And you know what? He comes around.
And you know what someone told me?
What?
Someone sent me a tweet from Evan saying, okay, like, that scene wasn't even shot during his Bachelor scene. It was from Bachelor in Paradise.
Are you serious? That's crazy. Because it was a really strange. It seemed out of nowhere. It was, I guess you could plop it in. It's a tropical location.
Mm-hmm.
But odd. I'll have to go back and watch that. That's so that was Evan of Evan and Carly fame.
Yeah.
So he would have the intel.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And here I was, you know, giving Chris Harrison credit for at least showing up to
No, don't give him credit. He was probably on vacation still. Wow. But on vacation from vacation.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny. But we aren't surprised, are we, Haley, that Nick decides to stay?
Like, if you even thought for 4 seconds in your brain that he wasn't going to stay, like, you've never seen this show before.
Exactly. We've got a lot of new listeners, new watchers, who they'll ask us sometimes, like, oh, is this normal? Does this happen a lot? But I think anyone picks up on that, you know, The Bachelor isn't going to give up when they got their contract.
Contractually obligated to, like, keep on trucking.
Exactly. So aside from Nick's contract, he says, you know, it's you women that are keeping me here. It's the connections I have with you women. And Haley, I think those women are what are keeping us still watching this show. Would you agree?
I would agree. I'm interested in the dynamic between them than the one with Nick. Seeing Christina and Rachel, like, snuggle in the corner. Aww. I'm in on that. At one point, like, Christina and Corinne were snuggling. In on that. I don't care about Nick.
Right. Yeah. Damn. Exactly. Well, and Corinne tried to do that later in this episode. So it's interesting to see that, you know, Corinne doesn't seem as hated as she, you know, I think they wonder why he's interested in her compared to them because she's different, but she's, you know, people liked her in the house, it seems like.
Yeah. And like, I think that's what we kind of have been saying all along, that she wasn't being mean to any of the other girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was just like Taylor who had like a problem with her.
Mm-hmm.
At making a problem bigger, and Corinne had no interest in dealing with the problem, and here we are.
Exactly. Corinne being Corinne, and it's working for her so far. And so of course they're all relieved, and with six women left, these one-on-one dates become an even more hot commodity. I don't think it was a big shock, but Vanessa gets another one here.
Mm-hmm.
It was a shock to Corinne. It says something about like he wants to go deeper, and Corinne did not like that phrasing at all.
No, she was very concerned, and she was like, well, because Vanessa said he needs to go deeper. She kept like reading into something that really didn't need to be read into because it's a stupid bachelor card and it usually has to do with their date. And they went like snorkeling around like a rabies trap in the sea.
Right. Exactly.
Would you go scuba diving near? What would you rather scuba dive near, a shark or a shipwreck?
That's a good question. I probably would still go shipwreck just because the shark thing would scare me a little too much. It's something alive versus something that's...
I'd get concerned in the shipwreck that I get like stuck under something.
Get tetanus?
Or I'd get caught on something, or, you know, there'd be a sea murderer.
Yes. Well, I think it was a missed opportunity, too, because I don't think Vanessa was one of the women who wanted to be Ariel. But, you know, Ariel loved going on shipwrecks. You know, look at this stuff.
Oh, it's true.
Isn't it neat? So they're just whiffing on these dates, I think. Bachelor producers, come on. But it was a big date for Vanessa revealing feelings, and Nick had a very interesting response.
Terrible this entire episode. I think we can agree on that just right up at the top. So Vanessa was like, Nick, I'm falling in love with you. And he was like, thank you. I like you a lot.
Yeah. He said, I like you a lot. Not even.
And he really could have played it off in the way where it was like, you know, like, oh, I'm under contract, I can't say anything. But like he chose to be like, I'm not going to say that word until, like, he said love 3,000 times in the span of 30 seconds.
Not about her, yeah.
Just like, I love being in love, and I've been in love before, and I've said I love you to people, and I know that wasn't my true love, and now I don't want to say it until I have my true love, and that I know I'm in love with my true love, and blah, blah, blah. Like, it went on for like 5 hours, and Vanessa was just sitting there like, fuck you.
Yeah. Like, okay. I mean, she was expecting that she'd at least get something back, and I don't know.
Even a fist bump would have been like better than right. happened.
Right. Just even like an extra sip of wine, or, you know,
a knee grab. Right. Like a finger guns even.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like someone backpedaling, not reassuring whatsoever. So maybe he's just trying to keep her on her toes. But it's working, like he did with the women.
Likes games, because every time somebody's been like, I really, really like you, that's when he's like, bye.
Oh, yeah. And I heard this advice on the very wonderful Love Cast that you and many other of Rap Nation did with Jordan Parhar. But our friend Angela and her husband, Mike Bloom, they were giving the advice of like, don't go all in right away when you like somebody and just put it all out there. Especially if you're in the early stages or you're not exclusive. Don't just say like, hey, this is really something. I'm in love with you, or I think I am.
Yeah,
or
like that's a lot.
It's a lot to take. And even Nick, knowing what to expect, he's not one of those bachelors that, you know, a lot of them are like, oh, I've been waiting to hear that from you.
He's not a Ben.
No, exactly. He doesn't want that reassurance. It scares him away, and he'll send you home if you reveal feelings. It's like the trigger. Wait, I don't think I feel that way. He did it with Danielle L., and we'll see him do it
with Jasmine after the choke.
Oh, yeah.
You did it with Liz.
True. Yeah, I forgot that she said it. So, yeah, they said it so early. And it's all about that right timing. So it's, I guess, a good sign for Vanessa that she didn't get eliminated right there. So she might not be putting
even
the dots
together.
Yeah, even
like Raven said something a couple weeks ago and he was like, cool. And like, it was fine.
Okay. So, yeah, it's either, it's like that's his barometer. If he has a positive reaction, they're staying around. If not, he can't even wait till the rose ceremony. It's like, I'm going to show you the respect and let you go. But I think I'd rather wait till a rose ceremony to be let go. What do you think, Haley? If I'm one of the women.
I think I would rather get let go beforehand, because going into the rose ceremony, I feel like you have this like confidence, like, oh, like if he did, he should like me enough that, or like respect me enough that he'd send me home beforehand. And if he's not sending me home beforehand, then he wants to keep me around. And I feel like I would be super blindsided, kind of like Becca last season when she told Ben, like, if you're going to let me go, just let me go. Tell me. Don't wait around. That's true.
She thought it was very cowardly that he, you know, waited and kept her around and then until the rose ceremony. I guess on my side, from my side, I'm thinking it seems so abrupt when they just said something and they feel like they're connecting.
Yeah.
Not to jump ahead too much, but with Danielle M, when he's like, oh, we're just like two kids from Wisconsin. He's saying these things that make her think like she's in good with him, and then it's like, okay, never mind, go home, you know. So it's, yeah, like,
no, I totally agree with you there.
Yeah, they don't get to always say like it's a blind side, but
I feel like it's less of a public blind side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that they can kind of compose themselves and not have to be there in front of Chris Harrison and everybody else. Yeah, I guess at this stage too it's a little hard, but let's see. Aside from that, in terms of Vanessa's date, one thing that did stand out to me in a positive was when they were kind of at dinner, I noticed he kissed her hand, kissed her forehead, in addition to all the making out, which I think you don't always see him do that with other people. So it showed kind of a tenderness, a closeness there. So I think they still have a really strong connection, regardless of how he bungled up the reaction to what she said. Mm-hmm. I think he was being overly cautious with her. And it I might see have that. Yeah. And that's about all we see of Vanessa the rest of the episode.
Yeah, like, really. Okay. Let me scroll into the Facebook comments, because we have one from Brittany. She's our resident, tells us what Reality Steve is saying without giving us any actual spoilers.
Okay, great.
Okay, so Brittany Larson Roberts, she said, I'm back with a little more non-spoiler Reality Steve info. Notice how Vanessa was never in any of the group shots after her date? Rachel and Vanessa had a big fight they didn't show, and the girls took Rachel's side. That's why she was never around.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah, what but it's also like, I don't know, but it's also kind of like weird to me, because I saw a picture from like Vanessa's Instagram account that was like, oh, like, Danielle, you were my number one. Like, if, you know, nothing else comes out of this experience, we have each other. So it was kind of like weird that she wasn't there to say goodbye.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Vanessa and Rachel had the fight.
Yeah.
Huh. So, and there are two that we've been saying from the beginning, look like they're in it for the long haul. They have a really close connection with him. Yeah. So I wonder if it's just competition there, or we're not shown it because they want positive edits on both of those two. Because normally you think a fight and someone storming off.
Right? Yeah. I don't. So, no, I totally agree that they want to show these people in positive lights. But
see, I thought Vanessa. Eh? Yeah, I thought it was Vanessa just off napping and they weren't showing that because.
Yeah,
like,
I thought she was in
thing.
Like on like what are they called? In the moments. I thought she was in a confessional or something.
Mm-hmm. Just a really long interview. So that is interesting.
Yeah.
Jump to the group date where they have to swim with sharks.
I forget every season how awkward the 3-on-1 date is.
It's true. It really is. It's like at this point you're competing for hometowns. And normally, Haley, when we have the 3-on-1, it's like, okay, only one of us or two of us are going to move on, you know, but because here we had 3 1-on-1 dates and then there's 3 on the 3-on-1. You think, OK, if you get a 1-on-1, you're probably moving along and it's down to these three competing for that hometown date spot. Didn't end up being the case here, but
no,
it still was very competitive.
Yeah. And Corinne was getting upset because Christina was making out with him. Raven was cool as a damn cucumber this entire time.
Even before she got the rose.
Yeah, she was like in the ocean with the sharks and she's like, I don't care. This is fun. Cool. I'll punch it if it comes near me.
Yeah, that's a good attitude to have. I don't know if I'd have it in that situation, but it's a good attitude to have on The Bachelor when you're competing, and being that easy breezy person who can just, you know, even as it, the competition gets closer and closer, you're still thinking, just focusing on the connection. But Corinne was jealous of Christina, of all the sunscreen going around. She's just not cut out for group dates, and she hasn't actually had an official one-on-one date.
Yeah, I do kind of feel bad for her in that scenario, like in that instance. I think the producers are doing it on purpose, definitely, because they know that's how she'll react. Mm-hmm. But it's also just kind of shitty for her, because truly, like, she hasn't had any. Like, this is your time, Corinne.
Right. Nothing.
She had to make her own damn time.
Oh, yeah. She finds a way. We'll get to that. Anything else from this group date that really stood out? Again, we've mentioned this episode was a little bit of a snooze.
So. Yeah, not really. So Raven got the group date rose. So that's the only rose he's handing out before the rose ceremony. Apparently, there's going to be a rose ceremony coming up, Amy.
Right.
And so Raven got the only rose going into it for the week. There's no roses on 101s, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Raven is safe. We're going to Hockney, Arkansas. I cannot wait. That is going to be one riveting town.
Exactly. I think the big thing there is going to be meeting her daddy and seeing how Nick reacts.
Can we? We're all about women here. Can we all stop calling our fathers daddy?
Yeah, I would love to hear from our listeners how common that is, because
my dad has been signing your father or Greg in all of my birthday cards since I was 14.
I love that. That's like even his first name will show up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad will just sign like his name on texts and stuff as if I don't know. It's like, but it's always dad. Yeah.
Oh, I barely call my dad dad. I call him father more often.
Oh, father.
Or Greg. I call him Greg sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even his name. No, I'm just kidding. That's his name.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think it's a Southern thing if we compare it with Rachel and Raven are the two that we've heard it from so far. And we've definitely
they're Southerners?
Heard it in the
past. Like, is that like a Southern thing?
That's what I think. I think it's acceptable. I don't, as a Southern thing, but it still sounds awkward. And I think Nick was a little uncomfortable with it as well.
Because their fathers are like 10 years older than Nick.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about it that. Yeah, her dad could be 45. Could be.
Oh my God. Like, oh my God. If my daughter came home with a guy who was 10 years younger than me, I would lose my ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you need to date someone who at least could be biologically like sibling age, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Weird. All right. Well, we'll find out just how her family reacts. I think that will be one of the more interesting hometowns in terms of the family, but maybe not the scenery. And then we get the next one-on-one is with Danielle M, who we've been feeling pretty strong about.
Yeah. And apparently Nick hasn't. So Nick's issue with her this date was, the conversation just wasn't flowing naturally. Like, dude, that's marriage.
Get a reality check. It's not always going to be riveting every time.
No, it's not. Like, there's been times where Ethan and I have sat together for hours in silence. Yeah. Like, not even watching anything on television. Just sitting there in silence.
You need that decompression time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want them close, but you also want to be left the fuck alone.
Yeah. I mean, all the time that you're going to spend with someone, car rides, meals.
Like, if you're going to spend your entire life with this person, like, there's going to be some silences. And some of them, yeah, they're going to be awkward. So that's just something we're all going to have to deal with. And Nick, you're 36. You should know how to deal with this shit. You should just know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's like when he was on Bachelor in Paradise, he was just always counseling people and giving advice and showing off about his past expertise in the seasons and thinking like, you know, maybe there was no lull for him, but you'd think there'd be a lot of downtime. Or maybe he was using that as like, oh, I have no connections with anyone because we have too much, you know, too many awkward silences or lulls. But you can't expect somebody to always like have something at the ready, especially if he's not providing anything, you know, like look at yourself.
So anyway, Danielle tells whatchamacallem, that she's in love with him. And then he basically turns around and is like, I'm not feeling this. And she goes home. She cries. It's sad. She said she hasn't felt like this. The last time she felt like this, her fiance or her person died.
That was like a big jinx, I think.
That's like a little bit of an extreme reaction.
Right.
I get it. It's
awkward phrasing.
Horrible that that happened to you, Danielle. But right. We're gonna be you're hot, you're wonderful, you're going to be fine.
Right. Yeah. And I was wondering if Nick was evaluating her based on, you know, he's so into the mechanics of the show, the structure, knows what's happening. And so, you know, he's talking with these women about, okay, so what's gonna happen when we get to hometowns, and just kind of in a different way than other guys, where it's like other past bachelors where they're just like, oh, what's your hometown like? He's just sort of like, oh, what are you going to be bringing to your hometown date? Like, evaluating it from like a producer perspective. And I was wondering, like, did the Wisconsin factor play in? Like, hey, that's not too exciting to him. Back. Yeah. He's like, oh, Germantown. I've been there 500 times. I don't want to go there.
I took Andy here. Oh, this beer hall. Yeah. Right. I put someone on a hometown date.
Seen it. Been there. Done that. So he did compliment her face. He said her face is great. So at least she has that to go on the way out. But yeah. Doing the whole like, hey, I'm not feeling it, so I'd rather let you go here. Understandably, she was pretty upset about it. Mm-hmm. And didn't see it coming. But yeah, I think good things are to come for her. Do you think she has Bachelor in Paradise potential?
Do you think she, like, I think she's too good for that.
Like, she'd turn it down?
Yeah.
It depends. I think maybe if they offered her like first day casting, like that maybe. Status, maybe she'd yeah. be there.
We'll see.
Yeah. But who knows? You know, Julia had the sad story and she came, but she wasn't like top six.
You know who I heard she was dating? And this could have changed because it's been a while.
Okay. Who?
JJ.
Wait. Which one's JJ?
JJ was the douche from Andy season.
Oh. The one with the kid?
Yeah.
Wait, no. Was he the one with the pantspreneur?
No, that was, oh, shit. That's a different JJ. That's JJ Andy season. This is JJ Caitlin season.
There's more than one JJ. Oh, my
God. There's, gosh. Like, 90 of them.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He was the one who was friends with Clint.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm pulling it up right now. Interesting.
See how fast this shit, like, just leaks out of our brains, folks?
Right. Well, and I think we discussed that Wells and Amanda were supposedly dating.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that anymore.
No. Yep, Bachelor. This was from 2016, though, the story.
Yeah, so who knows? But
probably not,
I don't think we had mentioned it, so.
Yeah, interesting. So, goodbye to Danielle. I know she's on your draft, so sorry about that.
Yeah, I only have Vanessa left, but I'm hoping she's the ring bearer here.
Right. I only have Corinne left, but she's been fighting.
You're
going
to get some BJ points still.
Right. So is this about when we get the Corinne action here?
Yeah, because she goes to comfort him.
Yes.
They make out a lot. They drink some wine because Corinne has not been drinking enough this season.
No.
And then they go to the bedroom and she tries to fillet him, and then he's like, we shouldn't be doing this. Yeah. I've done this before and it's been bad.
Yeah, in my experience.
Nick, you like, are the Corinne, okay?
Yeah. Shoes on the other foot. Just, he's not going for it this time. Now, do you think that was a wise move on Nick's part?
I do.
But we're at a loss. I mean, we suffer as viewers.
Yeah, we suffer.
This is the one time he's not thinking of the production. Although he is, to the extent that he like entertains it. He goes in a closet. They have their, you know, 7 minutes in heaven or whatever. And then he like pushes her out.
He whispers into the mic pack.
Right.
We can't be doing this.
It's not good for my image. But she seems to handle it okay. Like, she's just like, oh, it's embarrassing.
Yeah,
but
she's, like, upset and she's, like, self-conscious about it, which is fair.
Mm-hmm. Right. But, yeah, I mean, it's smart for her in the sense of, like, hey, like, I want to check on how you're feeling.
Yeah, so, you know we like making your own time here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, of course, it just wasn't as exciting as all the previews would have it.
Oh, go figure.
Yeah, it's the tent sex of the season.
Also, like, I'm sad that they ruined the, like, Vagina's Platinum line. Because they, like, if that was the first time we had seen it, it would have been so magical.
Right. Yeah, we saw that so early. Oh, well. We did get a question about that. Let's see if I can find it. Justin Feinberg. My heart is gold, but my Vagina's Platinum. Great line or greatest line?
I think we should get podcast t-shirts that say that.
Right. We just would have to figure out how to spell Vagine because I've seen it spelled so many different ways.
I would say it's V-A-J-E-E-N.
Okay. See, I was thinking V-A-G-I-N-E.
Ooh, okay.
But let us know. Hashtag us your different options.
That's going to go well.
Let's see how many Vagines we get. Which team Vagine are you on? Oh my goodness. That'll be our new draft team names. Yep. All right. And then we're down to one more date. Rachel gets super excited that she gets the local date. So
again, another local date.
Yeah. It's kind of a theme. He gave Danielle L all the concert dates or most of them. I mean, there's concert date every episode, basically. But I'd be with Rachel. I like the local date. I don't know if she was just trying to oversell it because people get these huge dates. But this way, you don't have to like do anything scary. You know, it's just like, hey, I get to explore the town.
We're both travelers. Like, that's something we enjoy. We like just walking around new places. Mm-hmm. So that has always interested us. And Rachel seems to be enjoying it, too. So,
yeah. And she looked gorgeous. I was really jealous of her skirt.
It looked great. Like that.
Yes. And we got a question about it just being kind of a normal date. And I think that's what happens when you have these kind of dates, that people can actually form a real connection. At Kemper Boyd said, once again, Nick plus Rachel seem like two people actually on a date, a rarity on the show. How often is it like that?
It doesn't happen very often, but it happens when there's a connection like this one that's just kind of like natural and easy. Unlike Danielle, he doesn't have to like force anything with Rachel. So it's just like you could do like a watching TV and sweatpants date and it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it tends to happen on those dates that are realistic, which it's The Bachelor, so they don't want to really do that. But if they get to like cook together or like really like Raven hanging out with his family at the soccer game, going to the roller rink, it's a little bit more low key. Or you're in a new city. Of course, you're going to walk around and just explore. So it's nice that Rachel got that one again.
Have you ever heard of Bimini?
I had never heard of it.
Neither have I. Okay. And I would promote myself as kind of like a geography buff. And when they said that, I was like, I don't know where that is.
Right. You think you would have heard it at least of just like, oh, couples resort, Bimini, yeah, or something.
I've, like, literally never heard of it,
these so. Other islands down yeah. there. Yeah. So I guess they're putting it all in with a Bachelor to get their name out there. It looked beautiful.
Hey, it's working.
Yeah. They had kind of a fun bartender on this date. I think they're maybe testing the waters with new bartenders.
Do you think the next Paradise is going to be in Bimini?
Ooh, that'd be nice. Can you mix imagine? It up a little bit. They've got to air out that hot tub in the other one. So.
Oh, gross.
You know, just needs a break. It needs to breathe. So what if the bartender gave some advice like, what was it?
I think I was pretty drunk at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, I remember it was good, though. Something like, good enough that I forgot it, but just something like, make sure that, you know, you need her as much as you want her or need him as much. Something like that. I don't know. I mean, I don't think you should be needy, but just, I don't know.
Oh,
it
really?
Seemed to resonate
with you. It's been working for me so far.
Yeah. Was that part of your Lovecast advice? I missed that part.
maybe. I can't remember.
Yes.
I can't remember what I
said. If anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, Jordan Parher, a friend of the podcast, he hosts the Rappy Hour and hosted a Valentine's Day edition of the Lovecast, brought it back. It used to be on the main feed with Rob, and I'm glad someone was reviving it.
Yeah, and it was like a really fun podcast to do and to listen to. So he broke it up into a couple of segments. So like we said, another friend of the podcast, Angela Bloom, with her husband was on it. And then the live feed correspondents from the Big Brother podcast, they did like a boys club. And then Allie, Lasher, Lita, and I, we did like a girls' rule mm-hmm. part. And then Godfrey from Big Brother Canada had a cameo. And then there was a special guest at the end.
Special guest is really good. So we won't spoil, but it's so a special, special guest. So yeah,
you
can find
out if you want to listen to that podcast. It's robhaspodcast.com. And then just scroll down the page until you see Jordan Barhart as a cherub. Yeah. Which is worth it alone.
That is true. Just the graphics on that. How do we get those graphics on our show? Do we have to go to Big Brother Canada? I don't know. What did I wanted to send you and Angela. I don't know how I hadn't seen it before, but you know, the Backstreet Boys episode. Mm-hmm. There's an old Nick Carter picture where he's got a rose in his mouth from when he was like in Teen Beat magazine.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
And it's like, oh, it would have been perfect graphic for that episode. But I just discovered it today. So look that up, people. But I think it's been out there and I just had never seen it before.
Just tweet it out.
That's true. I'll tweet it to you guys. A belated Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
So anything to say about Rachel and Nick, aside from, you know, they had really good chemistry. She talked about going to hometowns and I think she just had the confidence that it was going to happen. They were making out and she's like, I like having you here in this position right before the rose ceremony. The rose ceremony that never was. But, you know, like, it's nice to be the last person that he's
I agree. You always want to be the last person on your mind.
Mm-hmm. But there were more. There was another woman on his mind when he shows up to the hotel room or the suite. And everyone kind of freaks out because it's not a good thing to have the guy show up right before the rose ceremony.
Yeah, bad sign. Bad, 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 bad sign.
Yeah. And Corinne was like really freaking out. But I think everyone else knew that when he pulls Christina aside, it's not good news for Christina, right?
Yeah, we knew Christina was gone. We knew someone was gone when he came in.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's one of those things. It's like, oh, well, he's just trying to be like, he really likes Christina. So he's sending her home before the rose ceremony. But that sucks for the person who's going home in the rose ceremony that they didn't get that same treatment. Or do you think we're going like 5 to hometowns?
Well, aren't we down to 4 now? Let's see. Raven, Corinne, Vanessa, Rachel.
Okay. I can't count.
Exactly. So I think he like eliminated the need for a rose ceremony for us. Yes.
But then we like see a rose ceremony with 3 roses, right? But we're just, oh, I guess that could be the next one. God, I'm so stupid sometimes. Oh, my right. God. I mean, I'm leaving. I'm just going to bed now.
There's only so much we can concentrate on.
Anyway, Christina's gone.
She's gone. Yeah. And she did not take it well. Or I mean,
see you in paradise, girl.
Right. I mean, I liked her for like just kind of sitting there stone faced and saying, hey, you didn't give it a chance.
I wanted her to be like, when he was like, can I walk you out? I wanted her to be like, no, I'm good.
Right. Exactly.
I truly can't remember if he walked her out, though.
I think he did. But I don't remember either.
I don't know.
I don't have a picture of it. I just have a picture of her just kind of staring him down. He's the one blubbering away. And she's just like, hey, like, not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love her. Anyway, we'll see her again, I'm sure.
Right. I think so, too. So let's see. Should we dive into the Bachelorette discussion at this point? Give a spoiler.
Do you want to wait to the end of the, like the very end? So then people, we can let go people who don't want to hear it.
That's true. It's just like so on my mind, like because it's like, well, obviously this person, like, because now we're down to 4.
We'll
I want
to
be like,
to it.
All right. Well, so we have 4. Corinne, Raven, Rachel, and Vanessa. Now, I feel like just Corinne made it through because of the nanny. And I was saying that kind of early on, like, but we, even back then, though, early on, we're like, yeah, that'd be so great for a hometown episode. But he can't keep her around that long, can he? But turns out he can.
No, all's fair in love and The Bachelor.
Right. And I think he didn't want to break Christina's heart after hometowns. I think he didn't want to take that
really
space.
Do you really want to meet Christina's saint parents who have a bunch of adopted children?
Right.
And then, like, break her heart 8 seconds later.
Right.
I'm like, no, yeah, you don't want to do that.
No, it's not good.
It's easier to dump the spoiled rich girl than the literal orphan.
Right. Exactly. So I'm thinking, it sounds like you're thinking the same thing, that Corinne is not long for.
Yeah, but we've been saying it the whole time, right? Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like they get to the four and he's just three, like, hey, this nanny and idea. And he's like, ooh, fantasy suite with Corinne sounds fun. So, yeah, could be. So we also get a preview that somebody shows up next week.
Oh, I think it's brunette. Danielle L.
You think it's Danielle L? Okay. We have a question from Subatomic Cowboy on Twitter. So is it Jen from Paradise or Liz from Jaden Tanner's Wedding who shows up next week? I also thought it could be Andy or Caitlin.
Like, you really think they would, like, I don't know. I think they're too high on themselves to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they'd come on there to be like, Nick, we need to try again. But I think they might be like, oh, the Bachelor paid me to come here and give you advice.
I guess so. But I feel like they'd be like, no, like, past is past. Like,
right.
After all those things that Andy wrote about Nick in the book, like, you think that he wants to see her?
Well, weren't they all on Jimmy Kimmel together or something?
Oh, right.
So,
yeah, I think it's someone in this cast. And I think it was someone like Danielle who's like, you said that you really saw something between us. Like, what happened? Like, let's try again.
Yeah, could be. It's they were smart about, like, there were so many brunettes in his life in the past on this season that it's a little hard to tell. But I could see that was Danielle L's hair. Could be. So we'll find out. And it's going to be like his sister or something. They always let us down. Let's see how we're doing on the draft. I believe Jordan is still like way ahead, but let's go to that really quick.
I say every time that I'm losing.
Yes, I know. It's, I have to like look more closely at these points. I was just listening to the Survivor draft. I'm way behind on podcasts, obviously, with RHAP, but they had some like confessional points. And I was like, oh, thank God that George doesn't have to count up different confessionals.
Not enough. Like, people are tweeting him every week being like, oh, like they didn't really show this, but like this gets a point. And he's like, oh, thank you. And we think you do.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. He's suggesting maybe the run and jump into the Bachelor or Bachelorette's arms is always like trope. Yeah. So, oh, it's so funny to look at my points where Corinne has gotten me 48 points total and all the others are like 10, 2, like everyone else in my draft. She's
Corinne
just like,
has gotten you more points almost than everyone in my draft has gotten me.
Yeah, she's the highest point getter. So
I have like 80 points.
So
Jordan has like 150.
He's 150. He's 40 points.
What? How?
In the lead. He's got Raven and Rachel. And yeah, and his other ones have stayed around a while. He had Christina, so she still was earning points. Yeah, he had a good draft. I didn't think Raven would last this long. So that was
none of us did.
No, except for Jordan.
He had a feeling.
Yes. He's at 150. I'm at 110. But you're closing in on the gap between you and I, Haley. It's just 95. So just
15.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
I really jumped up this week.
Yes, thank you to Vanessa. All right, well, we've got some good questions from the listeners. We'll cover those right after this short break. All right, a lot of good questions this week. We even got some emails. Haley, I know you love that.
I do. I love the emails. They really brighten my spirits when I see that little one in my inbox.
Yes, for the Bachelor. That's bachelorwrapup@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's from Stephanie. Hey, guys. Love the podcast. Thought you might like this name story. My mom liked the name Stephanie, spelled with PH, but my dad wasn't totally convinced until he saw a Playboy centerfold with the name Stephanie with an F. So I have a Playboy centerfold to thank for my name and the not-so-common spelling of it. Cheers, Steph. That is great.
A funny one. And also, Stephanie, I'm sure you are like me, and you get your name spelt wrong literally always.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I can only imagine. And I was reading, scanning through this before we started recording. And I thought, okay, the dad's going to say, oh, Playboy Centerfold has the name Stephanie. No, don't want that for my daughter. But he's like, definitely want the same spelling and everything. My daughter has potential. So good. And I wonder, like, did he point that out to the mom right away? Or did she just find this out like last year? You know, it's just interesting. So keep those name stories coming. Again, these were inspired by Raven and the not so interesting name conversation she had on her date with Nick. So I love hearing all the new ones. Here's another one. Hi, Aim and Haley. I'm a longtime fan of Batch Nation and always listen to your podcast. I love the sarcasm and I feel like I'm chatting about it with friends. I used to watch with my friend and neighbor, Shelly. We have now both found our forever, so I write an email for her every week, so it seems like we are back in my old apartment. I feel like some of my comments you might find entertaining. I know you probably already did this week's podcast, but enjoy my thoughts. Yeah, and I will send you my next week's one, too. Keep up the awesome job. That's so nice.
Yeah, so thank you, Lindsay, for sending that to me. And she sent me, like, the email correspondent, too. Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed reading through that. Like, I like, you know, I like that, you know, people have these connections, too, with other friends. Like you and I have, that we just, like to sit. We would sit and chat about the show anyway, even if this didn't mm-hmm. exist. So we like hearing about, you know, everyone else talking about that. Like my friend Kristen, she's been watching this season and she likes to listen to the podcast in the car mm-hmm. on her way to work. And then she talks back to us, even though we can't hear her or respond, but it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I like hearing those things.
Exactly. Yeah. I hear from people I know in real life that are listening in the car and things like that. So it's like a virtual pals watching the episode with us.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
That's really nice.
It's my favorite part about this show, like, honestly.
It is. Yes. It's truly, like, the wonderful community that keeps us going. So, speaking of wonderful community, we have questions from Twitter as well. So, this is from @WhatJamieKnows. Did Corinne get a pink blur this episode? Why are they faking her swimsuit bottoms and not giving her a box?
Yeah, they're just like kind of like doing like a weird blur on her. They're not giving her like the classic black box, which is kind of a weird choice.
Right. I don't get it. Why doesn't she get the Jillian treatment?
Yeah.
This is from @KurtClark, co-host of the Hunted podcast with Rob and Liana Boris, which I've heard that's a really good show. I just haven't had time to check it out yet.
Yeah, like
We need that break in between Survivor because we have to be watching The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But if you are watching that show, check out those podcasts if you haven't already. But Kurt's question is, with the odd episode pacing and more people going home outside of the rose ceremonies, or he abbreviates it, rose monies. So are they slowly being phased out?
I think it's just like some weird structural issues this season with like kind of sending people home at random, like kind of like Caitlyn's season where things were like a little janky. So I'd say that's the reason for the weird pacing.
Okay. Well, Randy Knupel or Knupel from the patrons has another suggestion. Is there a global rose shortage? That has to be the only rationale for these bizarre editing and episode formatting decisions.
They could just get carnations and like dye them red. That's fine, right?
Yeah, just
as romantic.
Exactly. This is from @sweetbaby_cass. If corn is so rich, why are Raven's extensions nicer? #The Bachelor.
I also love that they called her corn.
Right.
And I said we're doing that from now on.
We should do that. Because she called herself corn, right? Like
Did she?
Peel away the corn or something.
I think, my answer to this is I think blonde extensions are harder to pull off than dark extensions.
That could be. I've never done extensions, so.
Neither have I. My hair is too long as is. I want to get it cut. Mm. I'm too lazy. So I just top knot every day and then it gets knocked. My top knot gets like knocked askew when I try and get in my car and it's too big. So it just goes.
Do we need to call Angela Bloom to talk you out of cutting your hair?
Yeah, I think so.
I got mine cut and it's at that length where I can't really put it back well. Like there's some layers that don't go back and it's like,
that's what I'm nervous about.
Wash my face. It's nice other like for blow drying time, shower time.
But yeah, my hair hasn't been dry in probably 8 months.
It's a struggle. Speaking of struggles, we got a question about Vanessa, but we already kind of answered that. So @TarynPreston wanted to know what happened to Vanessa, but thanks to our wonderful listeners, we already got that inside scoop. At Lita tweeted, Lita Brillman, who was also on the Lovecast you mentioned and co-host of American Ninja Warrior podcast. First, Corinne not wearing a seatbelt. Now, Nick and Danielle not wearing helmets on their bikes. Is this irresponsible, H-Strong underscore at and RHAP recapper?
Of course, this is all irresponsible. Us watching the show is irresponsible.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't have a safety correspondent on this show, I guess, or a legal department. And then this is from, now I lost the, I got the question. If Nick really had empathy for the girl's position, why would he mind F them by crying about how it may work? And that is from, let me see my notifications, at Rainbow Haze.
Because Nick's a dick. Like, we know that. We're fine with it.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like games to just sort of, okay, we need a dramatic moment here. Let's make it look, let's turn it on its head. Instead of the girls being upset about how Nick's treating them, let them feel empathy for him, that he has to, like, he might, it may not work out for him. Let's all feel bad.
Boo.
Exactly.
We're bitter this episode, aren't we? I know. We've been more bitter, though.
It's true. It's true. This is from the Facebook questions. Tess Bergman. My prediction, Nick picks a girl at the end and they have broken up by the time the finale airs. He doesn't seem to really be into any of them. And I don't think any of the girls should be crying about it. They can all do better. I really want a hometown visit with Raquel. Well, that's for sure. We're going to get that.
Is Nick the sociopath?
Do you think so? He's just a bachelor addict?
Yeah. And then he's just like putting on these like emotions because he thinks that's what people want. Doesn't actually creepy. Feel anything.
Could be. He could have like the American Psycho upside.
Ooh. Upside? Yeah. You just said American Psycho. I don't feel like there's upside there.
Well,
I haven't seen that movie though.
Right. It's not an upside. What happens? But I'm just saying that I haven't seen it either. I'm just using a reference.
Oh my.
But it's a sociopath.
Ron gets mad at me every time I reference a movie and then I'm like, oh, I haven't actually seen that movie.
Right.
He's like, you haven't seen it. You can't reference it. Well, guess what? Well,
things are just,
I'm going to do what I want, y'all.
Right. They're just out in the zeitgeist.
Just because I haven't seen the movie doesn't mean I don't like to stay in the pop culture like arena. I like to know what's going on. I like to read,
I don't want to see a scary movie.
EW recaps of Grey's Anatomy. I know what happens in This Is Us.
Oh,
I know. You know,
don't tell me. I have to still catch up because I am watching that one.
I won't tell you. My mom also is watching, but I can't do dramas. They make me sad and I don't like to cry and I cry very easily. So,
yes, I know. I just saw a sad. Well, it's like even like movies that are end up being heartwarming, but they still have.
I cry in those too.
I can't handle it. I just saw Lion with Nicole Kidman. And yeah, that was a little too much.
Dev Patel has been. My crush hurt so long.
Oh my gosh. Then you should see that movie.
He's so hot. And I liked him in his Skins days when he was kind of weird looking.
Really? The evolution of Dev Patel.
Ugh.
So cute.
I like this long hair on him. I'm not usually into long hair, but it works on you, buddy.
Definitely. That picture of him was at the Golden Globes where he's holding up like the little version of him. They're both in tuxes. So cute.
You can hold me like that.
Any guy that can lift me over his head and put me on his shoulders, that would be really impressive. I want to feel like I'm a feather.
I know. Sometimes I try and convince Ethan to do like the dirty dancing, like over the head.
Oh, right.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. Oh, you just gave me a flashback of Fuller House. One episode I actually watched of that and they... Uh-huh. DJ and Kimmy Gibbler do that in a dance contest against two Dancing with the Stars brothers, Max and Val. Yeah. So I feel like I'm going to have an Eric Stein-esque meltdown now that I am like remembering that I watched that.
Yeah, I've read the recaps for those too, and I never watched it. I've never even seen an episode of Full House.
Yeah. Then don't start with Fuller House.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on it.
No.
I didn't like Friends when it was on. And then last summer I did like a whole watch of it. But I feel like that's the only time I'm ever going to do that. Like, I'm not going to go back and watch Seinfeld. I'm not going to watch Full House.
Right. Cause those are, well, Seinfeld's a little different, but Full House is kind of like you have to be there at the right age when it's on.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when your parents are watching old shows that they used to watch. They're like, oh, and this like is so
I
great. Said
on many podcasts, I didn't grow up on like cute shows. I grew up on murder shows because my dad was like, yeah, I think this is appropriate
for me. Oh, no. Yeah. Learn a lesson here, Haley.
Yeah. And guess who has been terrified of being kidnapped ever since?
Right.
Guess who did not stay at home alone for a night? Literally ever. Me. I didn't do it because I was.
Never?
No. Also, my parents don't really go places together without me because.
Yeah, you want the free meal.
I guess, yeah. And I get FOMO, so.
Yeah.
I probably could do it now, but I also live in the country. No, I'm talking myself out of it.
Are you going to be one of those people that moves, like, from their parents' house to, like, the guy they get married? Like, from.
Hey, I lived in residence.
Okay. All right.
I have lived outside of my house before.
Yes. Surrounded by people, though. Those,
but probably. I don't like being alone, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is from Natalie Coe. Why did Corinne choose to forgo the automatically / already open double doors when leaving Nick's hotel?
Oh, my God. I died. This is so funny. Like, she literally walked farther. She set off. She set off the doors and then, like, walked out the manual door. It was, like, I don't understand why either. I think she was kind of loaded.
Weird. Yeah. Well, I know Matthew McConaughey has a fear of automatic doors, so maybe she has some kind of fear.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
There was some show on ABC where it's like, how well do you know a celebrity? Meet your biggest fan. And that was, like, his episode. That was the only episode I watched. But that's my fun fact. Yes. Jocelyn Halbert. Why do you think The Bachelor continues to announce? Oh, we should save this.
Yeah, we'll save that one.
All right. Matthew Schmaltz. Why is Nick such a tease?
Good question. I think everyone has been a tease to him. So now he's just like flipping the switch.
Yeah. Could be. I think. Yeah. I think he just wants to create drama. Maybe he's just getting back because his heart was broken twice and he wants to have the upper hand here.
Boo.
Yes. Will Holston. The Bachelor can't fool me. Tell me I'm not the only one who noticed the show ran out of money and forced Nick to take Rachel for her one-on-one to the exact same bar he took Danielle M to for hers. I didn't even notice it, but I wouldn't put it past
them. Like I said, Will is our, like, question MVP. He always finds, like, the weirdest stuff.
Exactly. That's how we get these. Yeah, aside from Evan tweeting the little tidbit, you know, Will's picking up on all the stuff that, you know, insiders don't even know. And then he wants to know, also, is there anything more romantic than Nick continually referring to you women in his conversations with the ladies?
I don't love it.
It's not really normal for the guy to just sort of draw attention to the fact that, hey, you guys are a plural group, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Odd. It did stand out to me. We have Kristen McInnes. How many pieces of cheese could we successfully stack on your head during a nap? So this was the great end of show little segment.
It was great. Corinne, needless to say, fell asleep. And then Christina and Raven stacked cheese on her head. A waste of cheese.
Right.
Be hilarious.
Right.
How many could you stack on me while I was napping? Not many, because I would wake up cheese in my mouth.
I think the best method is go slices. Don't go cubes. Then you can have, like, a really big one.
Yeah, or like if you're doing cubes, build a pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a little longer, but it's a really stable base.
Right. Yeah, that reminds me, in elementary school, we had to make castles out of sugar cubes and figure out the best way. So, yeah, do it with cheese. This is from Mike Ramon. And many of these are patrons, so thank you to the patrons for submitting questions. An exclusive thing you can do if you are a patron of Robin's Podcast, you get to dialogue with Haley Strong in the patron group. I mean, what's better than that?
You can't anywhere else. I, like, pour myself across the internet.
Right. But, you know, if there's anything that maybe somebody doesn't want anyone else to know that they're conversing with you and they have to keep it under wraps.
Why are they embarrassed of me? Are they my parents, my boyfriend, my family?
Mike Ramon, are the cameras the only reason Nick turned down some platinum Vagine?
Yeah, I think so. Right.
Like cameras, an extension of that.
Girls, right.
Right. An extension of like that. It's going to be aired later to whoever he picks.
Yeah.
And America. Maggie Gibbons. Was it just me, or while Nick and Chris Harrison were having a DM at the beginning, did Chris look as if he had just been dumped by the Bachelorette before hometowns? He looked devastated.
Yeah, probably because he was ready to dump Jen because he was in Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, she's saying Chris looked like he was dumped.
Well, I don't care about Chris.
Yeah.
Chris had some weird tan lines that I was not comfortable with.
Yeah, I think he was just mad he had to like get pulled out of his massage.
Maybe, yeah.
Whatever he was getting down there. Justin Feinberg, if Nick is not keeping Corinne around for the sexy time activities, why is he still keeping her around?
There'll be sexy time activities.
There's still to come. We still haven't had Fantasy Suite, right?
Yeah, also, who's to say she's not going to give him an HJ in one of the 58 rooms in her house?
Mm-hmm. Umberto, Daniel, Rutuya Carmago. We hate you, Nick. I'm glad Christina was over you. You voted out wifey. We know the Bachelorette and Corinne isn't winning. So I guess only two women can break your pathetic heart in the next 4 weeks after you proposed. Okay. Umberto is coming for Nick here.
Umberto is always like very passionate, which I very much appreciate.
That's good. So I'm thinking Danielle M was wifey.
I think so. Or Christina or both. I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, we know. Yeah, Corinne can't win. I don't think it's going to be the Jake and Vienna situation. So, yeah, we know the Bachelorette. So there's only like two chances here. All right. Well, we've got a couple questions. Mandy Rhodes Billings.
Wait.
What?
If you do not want to know who the Bachelorette is.
If somehow you missed
tune the
ABC,
now.
You're not following ABC. ABC officially announced it. So if you don't want to know, just avoid media until
just avoid the internet, avoid television,
avoid the restless podcast.
So if you don't hear, we'll say goodbye to you now. Follow us on Twitter at @HStrong_@RTP Recapper. We'll see you next week. We still love you. Okay.
Mandy Rhodes Billings, why do they choose now to announce the Bachelorette? Jocelyn Halbert, why do you think the Bachelor continues to announce the next Bachelor Bachelorette before the person has been sent home?
Congrats, Rachel Lindsay. You are our next Bachelorette. Amy, how do you feel?
Well, we would have been excited, right, to like see this announced on Women Tell All, on After the Final Rose. We would have been like, yes, this is what we wanted.
Yeah.
Instead, they're like, hey,
they tried to take something we were so excited about.
Yeah.
And then somehow still fucking ruin it.
Right. I don't get the logic here.
It's like theoretically. Like they're trying to like expand the casting. They're trying to, you know, and I also heard that Reality Steve had gotten the spoilers and was, you know, kind of releasing them. So I could understand if they wanted to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
But it's still so annoying because like Rachel's still there. And like it would not surprise me in the slightest if she's in the final two, frankly.
Yeah, that's what makes it the worst, because she's one of the few that, you know, he got rid of Danielle, he got rid of Christina, so it's just hard to see him with these other ones. So, you know, I'm thinking maybe Rachel's, because it was announced like right before this episode aired, and I'm thinking, well, maybe Rachel goes home here. That'd be a little bit of a departure, but
guess
that
what?
At least
she
would
did.
Make sense.
She's still here.
Yeah, so it really takes some, even more of the suspense away of what way this could go. I do think maybe it's like, hey, we want to get ahead of something that's leaked, and we want to come out as like, look at this positive, like historic announcement, and put something positive on when the show wasn't that exciting this last week. But still, it's just really, really odd that they're just going to, you know, say, F it. We don't care about, you know, these people following along. And looking on the feed when it was announced, and, you know, they have the graphics on their Twitter, most of the responses were like, wait, spoiler alert, why are you doing this? You know, it wasn't like just you and I.
It's
that,
so frustrating.
Yeah.
And like, I am so happy they chose Rachel. It's time. It's 10 years. It's been time for 15 years. And
I think Rachel's a great candidate to be the Bachelorette just in general. She's smart. She's beautiful. She can speak well. She's interesting. She's the type of person we want to see on our televisions and the kind of person we want to talk about. So I'm super excited about that. But they like I said, they just kind of ruined our fun by like spoiling it.
Right.
Like we all had a feeling, we kind of knew it was between like probably Rachel or Raven, but I don't know. It's just like, well, F you, here you go.
Yeah. And another reason is maybe they, you know, so as you get further along in the show and it gets closer to like hometowns or when the third person is eliminated or the runner up is eliminated, you get people tweeting ABC like this person should be the Bachelorette. And maybe they want to come ahead like, hey, we weren't responding just because you guys suggested it. We were already on this. Yeah, it was like we were here first or something. It's like, no, you're like 15 years too late. But OK, we'll take it. So and she made the announcement on Jimmy Kimmel, but it was out on Twitter, like we said, before The Bachelor aired. And he addressed it in the sense like, oh, well, aren't you still on the show? And she's like, yeah, but we're like getting the casting started. Like, if you know anyone who wants to sign up. So, yeah, I think part of it might be get the word out. Put some positive PR on the show for once. Yeah. So we're excited about Rachel. We're negative about ABC's execution of like this again, announcement.
We're doing that.
Yeah. Oh, well. That's our reactions. That's our hot take. Let us know what you think.
I also wrote a blog about the choice.
Okay.
So you can find that at haleystrong.wordpress.com.
Yeah. Do you think any past contestants of The Bachelorette would show up for Rachel? We don't really see that.
I'd like to see one, maybe. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, we've seen it with Nick or Caitlin, but it's not as common for The Bachelorette, so that'd be kind of interesting.
Well, we saw Chris Bukowski for Andy. Oh, yeah. How soon we forget.
Exactly. Yeah, let's get some good candidates here. And yeah, let's get one of our listeners on the show. It's not too late to apply.
Jordan.
Right. What I also like is she's 31. So I think that's probably.
We might not get like teenage boys.
Yeah, we'll actually get like 30 somethings, maybe even a 40 year old. Who knows? I wonder what the youngest would be.
22. And he's going to be like an app model.
Right. Yeah, they've got to throw in a few VIP contestants too in the mix. So hopefully this leads to a more diverse Bachelor in Paradise as well.
Yes, and then a more diverse Bachelor. Like, let's just get this ball rolling. Like, holy, we've been begging for this for like over a decade.
I know. I'm glad it's finally here. But yeah, I don't get ABC's rationale on a lot of things. So yes. So let us know what you guys think on Twitter. Obviously, a lot of you had questions about it, so you probably are feeling the same way. And Haley, anything more to say about this episode or this announcement before we sign off?
I do have my friend Doug's takes.
Oh, yes.
For the week.
Let's do it.
Take one. I felt genuine emotion when Nick sent Christina home. I'm sad for her, but delighted she has not ended up with such an emotionless weirdo. On an unrelated note, if any of your listeners want to send me Christina's number, that would be great.
Ooh.
So send it to Doug. Also, I think he agreed. A sociopath.
Oh, he agrees.
He minds because he said he's an emotionless weirdo. Not saying that sociopaths are emotionless weirdos, but
we don't want to offend the sociopaths out there, right?
Sorry, sociopaths. You're not offended by me anyway. You guys can't feel
right.
I'm definitely gonna get a tweet being like, actually, whatever. We're here. Like, honestly, we've been doing this for so long, and if like that's the worst thing we've said, well, then we're doing okay.
Yeah, not too bad.
Take two. Do you think Corinne was drunk again or did she have wheels every time she puts on a pair of heels? Yeah, like you don't need high heels that high. Like, girl, I see your Louboutins. I see those red soles, but.
Better than crystals.
Yes. I like to stick to flat shoes because I have delicate ankles and I don't want to F one up.
Yes. I've given up on high heels. Maybe a kitten heel, but they're not even comfortable.
Or like a small wedge I can kind of get behind.
Yes. That works.
But I have to, like, I have a long commute. So, like, if, you know, say if I wrecked my right ankle and I couldn't drive, well, then I'm, like, I'm effed. I can't do anything.
Yeah. No good.
Told Danielle she was fun to have fun with and that she had a pretty face. This made me ponder how I am still single. It also made me wonder how the fuck he holds down a job or functions normally whatsoever.
Well, he doesn't have a job anymore.
Yeah, he's this has been his job for the last 4 years, so we don't have to worry about that.
Right.
Take four. I think Vanessa was absent for 2/3 of the episode because she needed to get an emergency tetanus shot after being forced to swim around that rusty-ass boat.
Ooh.
Lastly, when Nick was crying at the beginning, it seemed like he was just hinting that he wanted them all to be sister wives. Mm. I've been saying every season, I want sister wives.
Yeah. On Chris Soule's season, that they actually called themselves sister wives.
Which yeah, they nice. Like they still hang it. Out.
Yeah. Yeah. I love seeing the ones that still are like really close, like JoJo and Becca.
Yeah, or like Andy, Christy Hansen, and Kelly Travis. They're all still BFF.
Mm-hmm. For sure. That's so nice. There is life beyond The Bachelor. You can survive Bachelor Mansion with your friendships intact, it turns out.
Have we been able to survive Bachelor Mansion?
I don't know if we would be able to survive
Bachelor Mansion. No, we wouldn't. We'd be like, why are we here?
Too anxiety-inducing, I think.
I'm too delicate for any reality show.
Yeah, I don't think there's one I could do.
No.
I can't think of one.
Mm-mm. That's like, nope. You want me to be a judge on, like,
Bake Off. Come on, judge people. Yeah, that'd be good. Feed me.
I don't know if you've noticed, but we're great at judging people. Especially strangers.
That works, right? Yeah, that'd be nice.
But anyway, that's it for me.
That is it. And you know what? Yeah. I'm realizing we forgot an iTunes review this week. So we'll do 2 next week. So that gives you all more time to leave an iTunes review. We love to get that feedback from the listeners. And you know, you're a diehard listener if you're listening this far. You can subscribe. Rob has a website.com/batchcast, BACHCAST.
And there's lots of great stuff going on in the reality TV. We're half up speed. The Challenge podcast is back. It feels like a warm blanket to hear Allie and Brian talk about something again, because Brian's not on the Are You the One pod anymore. Mm-hmm. And like, Allie is she's a gem. Mm-hmm. How she was found, it's a miracle. She is a star. I could listen to her talk about like soil density and be happy about it.
Wait, now didn't you discover her? Are you like tooting your own horn here?
Amy, I wasn't gonna say it. I didn't discover her. I just vetted for her. Now I'm blushing, but she's the best.
Are you getting 10% per iTunes stars? 10%
of zero?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting 0 too.
Send some of those like iTunes ratings our way. Come on, Allie.
Anyway, iTunes review us. Lots of great stuff. Top Chef pod still going on in the main feed. The Survivor coverage is just starting to ramp up. Rob's doing this really cool thing where he talked to somebody, like an expert for every cast member. So there's like a ton of content just waiting to be discovered. The network.
Yes. Get through your workday, get through your commute, get through your housework, or just, you know, veg out on the couch. Listen, have a fun Saturday night plan.
Listen to us while you go to sleep.
Yep. That works too.
Yeah. We're fine with that. So you can find me all over the internet on Twitter at @hstrong_, same for Instagram. Snapchat is hstrong28, and my blog is haleystrong.wordpress.com. actually, it looks like haleystrong.com finally came up again. For a while it was like a support website, so I might buy that, but you know, I'm probably gonna delay that again, and one of you guys are gonna buy it as joke,
and they're gonna hold it over
to me, and I won't buy it. I'm very cheap.
Somebody buy it and just put Haley Strong quotes on there. Keep going.
Most of them will be dick related and no one will be happy about it.
Yeah, I think you should get it.
I should, but like, I'm also just like, well, I could just buy this lipstick.
Yeah, that's true. It's not like, it doesn't have the immediate return, like the satisfying thing of like,
something. I'm going to have to keep paying for it.
Ugh. Yeah, that is a drag.
I should just buy it.
Somebody's like, ooh, Haley Strong, this is a hot commodity. I'm going to give it up and see what I can get on the market for this.
Listen, you're not going to get anything out of me.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, it would be a strong.
And where can I find you, Amy?
Well, I'm just on Twitter at RHAP Recapper. I just keep it simple.
I think that's reasonable.
Keep it streamlined. Yes. I don't know if there's a RHAPRecapper.com, but I'm guessing it's probably still available. All right, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for listening. And until next time. Bye.